Good morning. Yes, a good morning to all of you. Moments of Melody coming your way again. An atheist spent a few days with Fenelon, a saintly Christian. He was moved to say, "If I stay here much longer, I shall become a Christian in spite of myself." Fenelon had used no word of controversy or of pleading. It was only the quiet, convincing argument of a holy life, a consistent walk and conversation. "I tried to be a skeptic when I was a young man," said Cecil, "but my mother's life was too much for me." His mother walked with God. "My brethren," said an African, "a good example is the tallest kind of preaching." And he was right. I invite you to pause for a few moments to hear the Word of God. We're reading from the Knox translation. This translation has the imprimatur of Francis Cardinal Spellman. The Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 14. Yet Peter followed at a long distance, right into the high priest's palace, where he sat with the servants by the fire to warm himself. The high priest and all the council tried to find an accusation against Jesus, such as would compass his death. But they could find none. Many accused him falsely, but their accusations did not agree. There were some who stood up and falsely accused him thus. "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made by man's hands, and in 3 days I will build another, with no hand of man to help me.' But even so, their accusations did not agree." Then the high priest stood up and asked Jesus, "Hast thou no answer to the accusations these men bring against thee?" He was still silent, still did not answer. And the high priest questioned him again, "Art thou the Christ, the Son of the blessed God?" Jesus said to him, "I am. You will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of God's power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Came from the ivory palaces to save you, to save me. There was no other way that we could be saved.